Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into food production methods, a topic that's absolutely crucial for your OCR J309 exam. Whether you're aiming for a grade 7, 8, or 9, understanding the food supply chain from farm to fork is essential.
Now, I know this topic can feel overwhelming. There's primary processing, secondary processing, sustainability, food security, and so much more. But don't worry. By the end of this episode, you'll have crystal clear understanding of exactly what examiners are looking for, and you'll be ready to tackle any question they throw at you.
Let's get started.
First things first, let's nail down the difference between primary and secondary processing. This distinction is absolutely fundamental, and examiners will award marks specifically for getting this right. Primary processing is all about transforming raw agricultural materials into ingredients. Think of it as the first step after harvest. For example, when wheat is milled into flour, that's primary processing. When milk is pasteurized at 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds, that's primary processing. When animals are slaughtered and butchered into meat cuts, again, primary processing. You're taking something straight from the farm and making it usable. Secondary processing, on the other hand, is when you take those ingredients and turn them into actual food products. So flour becomes bread, pasteurized milk becomes cheese or yogurt, and meat cuts become sausages or ready meals. This is where manufacturers add value, and it's where fortification often happens. Speaking of fortification, this is a key area. Examiners love to test. In the UK, white flour must be fortified by law with four specific nutrients: iron, calcium, thiamine, and niacin. You need to know these. A great way to remember them is the acronym ICTN, iron, calcium, thiamine, niacin. Write that down because it's worth easy marks in the exam. Now let's talk about farming methods because this is where sustainability comes in. You need to understand intensive farming versus organic farming, and no, organic is not just chemical-free. That's a common mistake that will cost you marks. Intensive farming uses synthetic pesticides and fertilizers to maximize yield. It's highly efficient and produces large quantities of food at lower cost. But, and this is crucial for evaluation questions, it has environmental consequences. Examiners want you to mention specific issues like eutrophication, which is when excess fertilizer runs off into waterways causing algae blooms that kill fish. They also want you to discuss reduced biodiversity and soil degradation. Organic farming, by contrast, is strictly regulated. It prohibits synthetic pesticides and fertilizers, uses crop rotation, and prioritizes animal welfare with free-range systems. The yields are lower and costs are higher, but the environmental impact is reduced. You'll see certification from bodies like the Soil Association. Here's a critical point for evaluation questions. Food miles alone don't tell the whole story about sustainability. A tomato grown locally in a heated greenhouse might have a higher carbon footprint than one imported from Spain. Examiners are looking for candidates who understand life cycle assessment. That means considering production methods, transport, packaging, and waste together. Let's talk about food security. This is increasingly important in exam questions. Food security means everyone has access to safe, nutritious, affordable food. But it's under threat from climate change, which affects crop yields, conflict, which disrupts supply chains, and rising costs of agricultural inputs like fertilizer and fuel. When you're answering questions on food security, cite specific factors. Don't just say it's a problem. Finally, let's cover preservation methods used in production. You absolutely must know the temperatures for milk processing. Pasteurization is 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds, while UHT ultraheat treatment is 135 degrees Celsius for just 1 to 2 seconds. ERT milk can be stored at room temperature for months, whereas pasteurized milk must be refrigerated. Examiners will test whether you understand why these different temperatures and times are used. It's all about killing harmful bacteria while preserving nutritional quality. Right, let's talk about how to actually answer exam questions on this topic, because knowing the content is only half the battle. When you see the command word evaluate, examiners want balanced arguments. If the question asks you to evaluate GM foods, for instance, you need to discuss both producer benefits, like increased yields and pest resistance, and consumer concerns about long-term health effects and environmental impact. Then, and this is crucial, you must reach a judgment. Don't sit on the fence. For explain questions, you need to go beyond description. If the question asks you to explain why organic food costs more, don't just say, because it's better. Explain that organic farming has lower yields per hectare, requires more labor-intensive pest control methods, and certification costs money. Link your points together with words like therefore, consequently, and as a result. Now, common mistakes. Number 1, describing organic as simply chemical-free. It's not, it's about synthetic chemicals. Organic farmers can still use approved natural pesticides. Number two, confusing food miles with carbon footprint. Remember that production method matters more than distance. Number three, forgetting the statutory fortification nutrients in flour. ICTN, iron, calcium, thiamine, niacin. Drill that into your memory. Another big mistake, vague answers. Examiners want specifics. Don't say milk is heated, say milk is pasteurized at 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds. Don't say farming damages the environment, say intensive farming causes eutrophication when excess nitrogen fertilizer runs off into waterways. And here's a pro tip. When discussing sustainability, reference assurance schemes like Red Tractor, which guarantees food safety and animal welfare, or the Marine Stewardship Council for Sustainable Seafood. These specific examples show examiners you really know your stuff. All right, let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question one, what temperature and time is used for pasteurizing milk? Answer, 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds. Question two, name the four nutrients that must be added to white flour by law in the UK. Answer, iron, calcium, thiamine, and niacin. Question three, what is eutrophication? Answer, when excess fertilizer runs off into waterways, causing algae blooms that deplete oxygen and kill aquatic life. Question four, what's the difference between primary and secondary processing? Answer, primary processing transforms raw materials into ingredients, like milling wheat into flour. Secondary processing transforms ingredients into food products, like baking flour into bread. Question five, why might locally grown tomatoes have a higher carbon footprint than imported ones? Answer, if they're grown in heated greenhouses, the energy used for heating can exceed the emissions from transporting tomatoes grown outdoors in warmer climates. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways for exam success. One, know your processing stages. Primary equals raw material to ingredient. Secondary equals ingredient to product. Two, memorize specific facts. Pasteurization, 72 degrees, 15 seconds. UHT, 135 degrees, 1 to 2 seconds. Flour fortification, ICTN, 3. For evaluation questions, give balanced arguments with specific examples, then reach a clear judgment. 4. Understand sustainability holistically. It's not just about food, miles. Consider production methods, life cycle assessment, and environmental impact like eutrophication and biodiversity loss. 5. Reference assurance schemes and regulatory bodies to show depth of knowledge. Remember, this topic links to so many others in your specification, nutrition, food safety, consumer choice. Make those synoptic connections in your answers, and examiners will reward you. You've got this! Keep practicing, use retrieval techniques to test yourself regularly, and you'll be absolutely ready for exam day. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Good luck with your revision!